How's my beard looking?
It's like shit. apparently all of ours do. I really don't understand how people can't get the fact that we never said that I had a full blown beard. People were straight up saying none of us could grow, and Kevin clearly had a full beard, and it looks like a beard. So
yeah,
it's patchy.
Well, maybe we should give some context.
That's what they're making you. That's what they're making you think, Kevin. It's not patchy. That's them getting to you.
Just for context, listeners, if you're not following us on TikTok,
wait. I kind of wanted my deep internet corner was going to be this, so I don't know if we want to restart.
Okay.
Or is that not natural? Go ahead.
3, 2, 1. Go.
Dennis, let's go into deep internet corner really quick.
Oh, start right away? Podcast. Wow.
Yeah.
I would be not ready.
Let's figure out how much this boy weighs. If he should be doing this shirtless or he needs to go topless. He wanted to record quick. And I'm wondering if he wanted to record quick because he's at his weight. Or
I just assumed he met it.
Just the momentum.
So I weighed myself yesterday. I didn't weigh myself this morning. I did. And I weighed the same, but I didn't record it. Because I didn't know we were recording today. But I was 198. I sent you the video yesterday.
Okay.
So yeah,
198. Was it 198 something, or is it 0.00?
It was point something.
Oh,
I guess that matters. Yeah, I just kind of look at the whole number.
Yeah, I round down.
Yeah,
to the whole number.
So I started at 203 to 198. So it's a lot of water weight.
Yeah, this first week is too easy. I don't even want to talk about it. I just want to go right into deep internet corner.
Yeah,
yeah, Dennis. What do you got?
What's good on the internet today?
I was just randomly browsing clip after clip and came across this one. It was like so interesting, and these guys on there were all cool.
Cool guys?
Yeah, I could just tell. Mm-hmm. Kind of shitty beards, and they were talking about beards. So it's like guys with shitty beards talking about beards doesn't make any sense. Let me pull this up here.
What kind of beards were they like? Whose beards?
They said one guy can only grow 40 stubble hairs. I don't know who that was in reference to. It's
definitely Dennis.
Wait, what was the video you were watching?
Oh, let me show the video.
You're already reading comments.
Yeah. Let's see this video.
Okay, yeah, it's kind of random, and this isn't deep. This is mainstream, so kind of out of my.
Everyone's probably seen this though, so just pull it up.
Yeah. Let me pull this up here. Okay, ready?
TikTok never plays well on this when you do it. Yeah, it's not playing well.
Flawless execution. Flawless.
No sound.
Can't hear it, Dennis.
Oh, there's no sound.
No sound.
How do I play the sound? I did the sound thing.
How did you picture this in your head, this whole bit that you're doing?
I don't think he planned it. I think he's just like, fuck, I got to wing it a little bit. Yeah, I think he had a basis. This is kind of like when I come up with a plan and I start sticking to it.
Baseball.
Do you hear that?
Shaved. I hate shaving.
Yeah, the Yankees players look so weird because they don't have facial.
Yeah.
Shave, right? Yeah, so this clip, it's probably very confusing because it's...
You're confusing the shit out of me.
Confusing
me. Us talking in a clip.
Spoiler, everyone. We went viral. Right now it is one day after posting it and we have 231,000.8 views, how many likes, 16,500 likes, gained close to double our following.
Good.
And the numbers just keep going up, so
it does seem to have a nice steady flow of growth, so I do still think we have a chance at 1 million by the end of it. For context, I just want to say,
could you imagine 1 million? That's a crazy number to me. If all those people just, what if we ask them all to give us $1?
They wouldn't. We gave them one 12-second clip.
That's worth $1.
Give us
Kevin,
one like.
Explain the clip, and then I have a theory on this, why this is viral.
Okay, I just want to say, for context, viral on TikTok, the SNL clip with the Ariana Grande, Espresso Wedding. Do you guys see that one from?
Haven't seen it, so it's clearly not that popular.
I have.
Oh, it's pretty big deal, and that one, that Domingo sketch, is what they call it, has 90 million views. That's 90
okay,
million.
You're talking about the biggest show ever. This is viral. 250.
I'm just saying. That's the
content. Kevin's just like, oh, I've been in the millions before.
Yeah, Kevin's like, got a million view plus. Like, he talked about this pre-pod that he's like, I've posted a video. It got over a million likes. So it's great and everything. But after like, no big deal.
The clip is, it's me. God, this is so meta.
I don't
it's
even want
me.
A pod anymore. You, God, it's bringing wait. Down the bringing it
all
bringing
right,
down the
Kevin,
energy.
Let me guess who's next. Trump.
No, it's Kevin. Oh. It's me, Kevin, and I'm talking about the Yankees and how their team looks weird because they are all clean shaven, and it's a little diced and sliced, so it's a little like no context. So everybody thinks I'm kind of like directly calling out the Yankees for being ugly, but I was really just saying that, like, in context of baseball, they look strange because everybody else in the league has a beard and they all look like aliens. But everybody thinks I'm just calling the Yankees players ugly. So they're just arguing in the comments about it. Dennis, is that fair?
Yeah, that's what I think why this is viral. Because one, while you're reading the comments, the video just keeps looping in the background. So there's one comment on there where there's like 100 replies. So these people are just replying and the video's looping. So I think that's why I think if you have a topic where you go to the comments, the views start spiking up because it just keeps playing over and over again.
That is true.
Yeah, I mean, because anytime I'm trying to read the comments, it's just, I'm like, oh my God, shut the fuck up. I can't listen to this anymore.
I ain't shaving.
I know. That's all I keep hearing.
So stupid.
I watched that video like 50 times before I realized that I was the one that said it because Freddie was watching it. And I'm like, I think Owen said that. Or no, Freddie's like, Daddy, you said that. And I'm like, no, I think Owen did. And then I actually watched myself and I'm like, oh, wow, I am the one that said that. But I thought you said that.
I had a look too. I wasn't positive. I was like, I think Dennis said that because it sounds like me. But
yeah,
then I watched and I didn't say the viral catch line.
I don't want to pat myself on the back too much, but it's a good clip. It has a real quick hook. It has a nice little Owen extends on it. Dennis has a nice clean sound bite to finish it off. Ooh. It just hits right.
It does. Like, I think we got it. The one thing that we said, there's a different post where like we just got to keep it quick.
Yeah, 15 seconds tops.
Get it? You got to do something that catches the people's attention immediately, something funny or controversial. And
you got to have some graphics on there so they're not just staring at us on like a Zoom call because that's boring. So we got a nice little formula down, and I hope we can recreate it with something we're a little bit more proud of.
So we need hard sound bites. This whole pod.
So
unnatural.
We're talking a little different. Yeah, we're talking like Stephen A. Smith or like Shock Jock Radio guys. That's why.
Shock Jock. TikTok. Is that Shock Jock different than Jock Jams?
Yes, it is. Yes. Shock Jock is like zoo radio where it's like the. Yeah, Dennis, you explain to him why it's different.
Zoo radio.
Like more like Rover's Morning Glory in Cleveland or Howard Stern. They say
like
shocking things in their disc jockey.
Yeah.
Where Jock Jams is like
I know what Jock Jams says.
Sports music, I guess, is
yeah.
the way
one
to
album. Yeah.
I think they both came out around the same time though.
It just sounds the same.
Yeah.
It's like not similar.
There's just
all.
A popular like
has the word jock in it.
Yeah, onomatopoeia type sound to it. So they're just like shock, jock jams, jock.
Can I fact check you on that, Owen?
No need.
I bet shock jock came out late 80s. Jock jams, early 90s.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The shock jock radio started in the early 1980s. Jock jams 100% came out during like Space Jam.
Are you positive, though? Maybe it came out earlier and it got mainstream.
Was jock jams the song Pump Up the Jams?
Yeah,
that's got to be directly influenced the names, right? The name, mm-hmm.
And you know that the Shock Jock radio hosts probably played
no
Jock Jams.
They don't play
during,
music
at all. It's just talk show radio.
Yeah,
okay. It's the ones with all the sound effects. All right, do we have anything else we want to say about this viral clip? Are we? Let's make our predictions. I think it gets to 550,000 is where it's going to cap.
And I've been off this entire time.
Yeah, I don't know how
originally
it stops.
When it first was going at like a few thousand, I was like, our other one went to a few thousand, and then someone said, I wonder when we're going to hit 100,000 view video. I was like, it won't be this one. This one will stop at 16,000. But boy, was I wrong.
We're that's over how many likes there are.
Yeah, that's true. I think that it's probably going to be God, 425, but we'll still get 425. Wanted to make sure I'm not sounding like a cool guy on the pod.
Owen, do you have some of the mean comments from it?
I have my favorite comments. Not just the mean ones. I'll save my favorite one for last, obviously, but one of the comments is, and that's why we have 27 championships, class, pride, and tradition. And someone said, y'all don't have 27 ships because y'all shave, LMAO. I thought that one was really funny.
I think someone responded to that one and said 27 dresses, which I liked.
I didn't get it.
It's just a movie. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like someone... a chick flick.
Yes. Nothing related.
Someone responded to another comment that just said shut up, Unk. And I like that one. Someone said it's called being professional, and Kevin responded, you have a beard.
And yeah, if you go to his TikTok, he actually has a beard and he's like
Cole Young commented $250 million, I'll do whatever. And he spells whatever with whatever. And then other people commented whatever, and someone said whatever. So I really liked that one. My favorite one. Oh wait, no, there's a good one that Dennis commented back on.
Dennis is really getting enjoyed. Spicy with some of his replies.
Dennis is
angry.
Yeah, you have a weak. What is it? I wasn't gonna say a weak tailbone, but it's
called being. Go ahead.
Someone said, yeah, it's called being professional. Shaving isn't difficult. And Dennis said, have you ever tried shaving a balloon?
I didn't find that one funny until you just read it now. It's really funny.
Yeah, so stupid, but I was like, oh, God, that's so fucking
that
funny.
That is hard to do.
It's hard, yeah. No, that's way funnier than when I read it.
But my favorite one is someone said, a lot of professional jobs you have to shave, LOL. That's from Carlos, and then an heart emoji commented, like who? Name one company. And Edwin G29 responded, Andrew's Distributing.
Got her ass.
Like everyone knows Andrew's Distributing.
That's hilarious.
I never saw that. That's so funny.
That one cracked me up so bad.
The best part is it's so authentic. Like he's not like,
I got one company for you.
My cousin works there. Andrew's Distributing.
It's in northern Louisiana.
Yeah, fuck. I want that to be a clip on TikTok. Okay, that's so funny. Dennis, I was telling Owen, my favorite comment was within the last hour and a half. Somebody said, this sub-5 is calling these people weird looking. She was referring to me. And called me a sub-5. Like below 5 out of 10. Yeah.
What we got to chalk this up to is people are mean on the internet. I'm mean on the internet sometimes. I normally dial it down, but there's sometimes where I'm just like, I'm going to say something mean and move on. And then half the time Kevin was pointing out, it's like, most of these people aren't even real.
Yeah.
They're probably bots or they don't speak great English and just come up with this.
Kevin.
Yeah.
What was the girls' ranking?
I tried looking at, they didn't have any pictures or TikToks or anything.
Shocking. Oh. She's probably 250.
The one person I commented back on, I saw they looked at my profile, and then they didn't respond to me. And then I looked at his profile and it said, high school senior 2026. So he was born in 2009?
Yeah, when we graduated high school.
Yeah.
All right, was that it for – well, Dennis, I don't want to go out a deep internet corner yet because somebody said they wanted to talk about Trump at McDonald's. Is that you, Owen?
Yeah.
What do you have to say about that? I don't know much about it. I just seen the picture. I've seen the picture.
I just think it – hate him or love him, he does some of the funniest things. He's only going there because Kamala – he said that supposedly Kamala has said that she worked at McDonald's, but there may or may not be any proof that she does. So he is only doing that to say that he's worked at McDonald's.
Oh my God.
Worked at McDonald's longer than she has. And someone was pulling up to the drive-thru and he said, like, I've been here for 15 minutes longer than Kamala's ever worked at McDonald's. And
that is funny. I didn't realize the context of it. I'll give him some credit. It's so petty.
Yeah, so petty. And
I saw a good tweet about that where there's a clip of Trump and he's talking about how he didn't know what the fries that when you dish them, no one's touching them with their hands and putting it in the container. And he mentions it like three different times within a 3-minute clip of how no one uses their hands to touch the fries. And someone tweeted and they're like, wow, Trump was really worried about someone's using their hands to touch the fries. Such a relief for him.
So he was asking no one touches these.
No, he's shock that he's like, and no one uses their hands to touch the fries here.
He's like so secretly relieved.
Yeah.
He's a germaphobe, right?
I don't know.
I don't know if I get that from him. He shakes hands, doesn't wear a mask. So maybe not.
I love
wearing a mask right now.
Have you guys been to McDonald's recently?
No.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. I go to the drive-thru for the boys.
My kids,
pretty often.
Yeah, probably once every 2 weeks or
have
almost
I
weekly.
Personally eaten there? No.
Oh man, I've got my last two McDonald's experiences were so good. My last three. I probably only go there once every 6 months, but man, they do it right there, and it's fast. I got like a double cheeseburger, fries. Their Cokes are good. I don't have much else to say about it other than like I love fast food because you know exactly what you're getting and it's fast and it's food.
Yeah. Wow. Never thought about it that way.
Clip that right now.
That viral. Viral.
But Trump being there is very funny. He showed up in a suit and tie and he just put an apron on over his tie. And like he's gotten some incredible pictures of him lately. There's one of him like drinking out of a straw. There's a lot of like memeable pictures that he has, and he's just nailing it. I don't know if he's trying to do that directly, but there's plenty out there and it's entertaining, right?
The whole thing looks like AI. Like, have you seen the AI photos of Trump?
I saw an AI version of video of him working at McDonald's serving kittens. So I was like, this is just it's a constant loop. I was like, I don't even know it's real anymore.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of getting down and dirty with the people of the planet, I had an experience at Target I wanted to walk you guys through really quick. I teased this to you guys about a month ago. I sent a message to a group chat with George and you guys. And I said, how long do you think it would take me to walk through every aisle in Target? And I think, what did you say, Dennis?
I can't remember. Maybe 30 minutes?
Oh, really? I think I called out that I could do it in 10, and maybe you did say 30.
I think you did say 10, Kevin. Let's pull up the chat.
First of all, what triggered this? Were you at Target and were like...
I go to Target with my girlfriend, Megan, and when I go, I'm like in and out in 2 minutes. You know, I just go grab my things. But when I'm there with her, she's browsing and I'm just so fucking bored. I'm like, what can I do to entertain myself while I'm at Target? So I just started like...
You're like a fucking little kid. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, wait. No. Kevin?
Go ahead.
Kevin, go. Keep going.
No, I want to hear what the thread said.
Yeah, you said you could do it in 5 minutes.
I did?
Very confident of how quick you could go there. Huh. So Kevin said, how long do you think it would take me to walk through every aisle in Target? I bet I could do it in 5 minutes. And then Dennis said, no, 15. George hit 17 to 20. And then Kevin's very confident that he said, in this scenario, I'm purely just moving, not browsing. Is that what happened?
I did get hung up on a few items that caught my attention. I'm trying to think of anything specific.
But nowhere near five minutes. But then after that, he said, I could do it under 10.
Yeah. So. Yeah. All I know is, you can't walk through that Lego section without at least a little bit of pause. That's how I am personally.
I don't think I gave a time limit because, as you know, I hate Target. So I just moved past talking about Target.
Okay, well, I did it. I walk through every aisle in Target. It gets a little tricky because the clothing aisles and some of the sections like are very abstract. So I basically just like kind of like briefed through those, just try to cover as much ground as I can. It was also really awkward when I was like perusing the women's underwear section and like the like, cause I was trying to walk around these aisles and
if Kevin didn't have to go through those aisles, he would have been done in 10 minutes. Yeah, well, you got hung up on there.
I said it was the Legos. that was a tough, I kind of got a little hung up on those sections just cause they're so abstract. I'm like, what are the rules here? This is uncharted territory. And then the other problem was, I should also mention the reason I'm doing this is cause we were going to a movie. And we had like 40 minutes to kill before the movie started. So Megan was just like walking around. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to knock this out. I'm going to walk through every aisle on Target. And then what else kept happening is there were multiple aisles I had to skip because there are just so many people in them. And I'm like, I can't comfortably get around this without like making a fool of myself. I would have had to say, excuse me, like 7 times in one aisle. And throughout this entire process, I said, sorry, and excuse me, I would say no less than 35 times. I had to like apologize, and then the workers are starting to notice me. It was pretty wild, and I did get through. I think I covered pretty much every section in Target.
Why did the workers notice you though?
Because I'm like seeing them in one aisle, then 30 seconds later I'm seeing them in like
he's walking down aisles that are and just not looking at anything, saying excuse me.
Did they seem like they were suspicious of you, or were they just like, you again? What the hell?
It was just more of like a you again, really. Like, I literally just saw you in this other, like, you were in the women's underwear section. Now you're in the Lego section.
And now you're back in the women's underwear section?
That's another challenge I'm trying to figure out. How long I can just stay there.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm stuck. He's jammed.
Yeah, it's just like he's stuck back in that.
No, I just say I'm doing a TikTok challenge.
You should have fucking filmed that. That would have been a good viral TikTok thing.
I wanted to do a dry run because this was very slow. I wasn't walking fast. I wasn't speed walking. I was just casually browsing.
Can you do it again and have your camera up? And
yeah,
we can.
The next time I'm in Target, I'll do it.
All right. This will be a good clip.
I just need the ground rules. In my head, when I originally envisioned it, I just didn't even bother with the closing section because it's so complicated. Should we just call it like I'm only walking through the hard aisles?
Yeah, that's
fine.
I
don't think we care that much, but yeah.
Just in
hard
case,
aisles that are like enclosed.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Yeah, no shoot off aisles. Rectangular. Those are, you could do like around a shoot off aisle.
I guess it's like all the interior and then like the back corner, there's more aisles.
Okay, well, I never gave my final number. I did it in 25 minutes. So I think if I don't do that on a Saturday and I play by these new rules and I speed walk, I go there on like an early Friday morning or something, I think I can still do it in 5 to 10 minutes. I'm calling my shot now.
No running, right?
No, speed walking, pure speed walking. But Dennis, speaking of athletic feats.
Whoa, that's pretty good. Athletic feet?
That was not intentional. Tell us about your experience at the Browns game Sunday. It was a huge game for Cleveland.
Yeah, I didn't go to the game.
Oh, you didn't go to the game. Sorry.
I was gonna say, you went to another game? You piece of shit.
I had my uncle sell the tickets, which I got $90 for. But nice. I watched it, and what happened is what a lot of people in Cleveland wanted to happen, is Deshaun Watson not being the quarterback anymore. So he blew his Achilles, and so you can tell right away.
Did he really?
Yeah, Achilles,
notably the worst injury in sports, like out for a year and a half to 2 years.
Aaron Rodgers was out last year with that first game.
Yeah, and it's one of those injuries
that's the only sports stat like I could call out.
Yeah,
confidently.
It's one of those injuries where you can actually tell because they show the preview and like you see something snap and his whole leg. Calf goes up because it was holding the tendon was like holding it together. Yeah. I guess big controversy though. People cheered when he was injured because people in Cleveland fucking hate him. Not even because of the sexual misconduct thing, just because he sucks. He's the worst quarterback in the league. He has the worst rating out of every quarterback,
and he's also the highest paid. Right?
Yeah. I think he might be second highest paid now, but he basically the highest paid. So people cheered. And then a bunch of players came out afterwards and were basically saying it was bullshit that fans were cheering. Miles Garrett came out and said, you know, Deshaun Watson was a stand-up citizen in college and mostly a stand-up citizen in the NFL. He literally said mostly.
That's a tricky one.
Yeah. Like, oh, why aren't you saying, like, he was always stand-up citizen all because he had, like, 20-plus counts of sexual misconduct. So
still, they're still racking him up.
Miles went off to his PR agent. He's like, all right, so what do I say? He's like, just say mostly. Don't say full. Like, if you saw you throw out mostly, you're good.
Yeah. But people weren't cheering for the injury. They were cheering because we're handcuffed to this guy, and he sucks. And it's like, this is people's fucking lives in Cleveland as the Browns. It's like kind of pathetic, but these players, they come and go. These people have been watching them for 50 years, you know? And it's just, I don't know. The guy's if he didn't have 20-plus sexual misconduct things, I think people wouldn't be cheering, but it's karma.
Yeah, you get a little bit of a green flag to do something like that. I will say, I'm not a fan of the cheering when somebody gets injured. I remember when Kevin Durant tore his Achilles while playing the Raptors in the championship series. It was a huge controversy because it was game 7 and he came back and like was prematurely playing, and everybody just instinctively started cheering when he got hurt because it's like, holy crap, we're really about to win the championship. And I defended the Raptors here because it's like, you really don't know what's happening. Your gut just is like seeing like your chances at winning or like being happier. Like, you don't really think about the person's humanity. So I understand the gut reaction there.
Yeah. And the guy's getting paid so much money. Mm-hmm. This comes with the job. Think about someone that makes $15 an hour has to clean up shit, or someone that pukes. Mm-hmm. Like,
I think if he tore his Achilles,
he'd probably be fucking cheering. Be like, you deserve workers' comp, you piece of shit.
That's terrible.
Oh, so you're cheering for him because you think he sucks?
No.
I was trying to be on his team because he could get workers' comping out for a bit.
No, but
he doesn't have to shovel shit for a bit.
The guy, if there's a such thing as karma, that is it. Because everyone knew he wasn't going to last the whole season. Something was going to happen because he got injured last season too. So he just doesn't last.
He's also pretty checked out as a football player. He just doesn't seem to care or want to try anymore.
Yeah. And so I think he there's something wrong with him mentally, because I watched this clip one time where the Browns social media person put on a filter of like, it made your eyes extend longer. So your eyes were like on the side of your head, basically. And he'd go up to people and be like, hey, Cleveland needs a shout out, and like give him the camera. And right away, people are like, oh man, what the, like, what's this filter sort of thing? And there's like 20 people that did it. The only person that looked at the camera straight on and gave the shout out without like
being
like what the filter is was Deshaun Watson. I'm like, this guy can't see him. Like, he doesn't know who he is. He's just like, can't even look himself in the eyes sort of thing.
That is really fascinating. Psychological study there. I do want to say one thing in defense of Deshaun Watson. And I will say up front that this is not a racial thing, because
racial thing incoming. 3, 2.
He has the most normal haircut in the NFL. If you look at any NFL player, black or white, every guy has like some kind of dyed hair or long hair or like some crazy haircut. Deshaun Watson just has like the most like straight 4 buzz cut, and he's always had that his entire career. Like the 4 clipper buzz cut. Have you not noticed that, Dennis? It's just like the most normal looking haircut, which surprises me. Again, Dennis is like, it's almost like he has no ego. He's just like, you know what I'm,
I think it goes towards Dennis's theory that this guy is just like, what am I supposed to do?
And yeah,
like,
exactly.
A robot. Short hair.
Yeah.
Stare into this and say whatever. Okay, move on.
And you normally, like, you say that somebody has no ego and that's a compliment. But in this case, like, he just literally like has no self-awareness. Like,
yes,
he just
that's
doesn't,
the word.
Yes, he just has zero self-awareness.
Just like, he'll go to a masseuse and be like, hey, why don't you stick your finger up my ass while I ejaculate?
No, really.
And just like, think that's normal, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Is that what he got busted for?
Yeah, he's like people sticking fingers up his butt and jerking off. And
just like taking advantage of like, masseuses who don't really know.
Don't really like know stopping the finger in the butt.
Yeah. Few scenarios. I think the last settlement was he was meeting a girl and she went to the bathroom and she came out and he was like butt naked, like with a boner on her bed.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know what he was trying to do, but.
Owen, what are
transition that, Kevin?
What are aura points?
Just, you know what aura is.
The ring?
Right? No.
I don't like that word. That's a word I don't like. It's too
what
trendy.
Gen A is talking yeah. about. It's like when you just get like.
Gen
your...
A. I thought we were on Gen Z. Gen A.
No, Gen
Owen
A. Oh,
it's for school. Gen you just watch it this year.
Seats taken.
Can't sit here.
Gen A.
No, they say that you got aura points. It's just like points for being like cool points, basically.
Oh, for
remember
having a
we
good
used
aura?
To give
I never
points.
Heard of this.
We used
yeah.
to give points to each other, like +5.
Yeah, that was yeah. Ryan Stu's invention. It was
that
his
was,
way
I was
of
gonna say your you. We did that a lot, but kids give each other aura points, and it's
God, kids are stupid.
That was part of the Trump thing because there was a lot of pictures, and I forgot to add the aura thing that he's got a lot of aura points for his recent pictures. And working at McDonald's. It's very much like Lana Del Rey working at Waffle House, too. Forgot to make that connection. Let's move on to the next topic.
No, I just want to... Can you give me a real-life example of when you've seen a child use aura points? Have you seen, like your...
They see someone do something cool, and then you get... Ooh,
so you haven't seen your kids
1,000 aura.
It?
Oh, they use it. They've given people hundreds of points of aura.
Have you so gotten any?
Are they saying it?
I don't
to...
think I get any aura points, but they're like, ooh, that guy, like, they'll do the mewing. The mewing. Oh, and then
God,
he's got aura,
so...
aura points.
I really don't feel like I did any of that shit. I really don't.
Oh, we def. Dude, Kevin, I remember you going with your hands, like the fucking packing dip thing. That was the same type of shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Owen
you're right,
did that
you're
a
right.
lot.
Yeah.
I do have a question for Owen. What's the coolest thing in your kids' eyes that you've ever done? Can you think of it?
Oh, the clip that we're viral right now. Today is the day that I'm
really?
The coolest. Yeah. Buddy's like, this has only been one day. How many? It's just asking like, wait, Owen, one day. How many? Let me see how many likes you have now. I was like, watch this. And I'll go to the video and I'll be like, I'll click out. And I was like, look, 14 more likes. He's like, 14 more likes?
So that is hilarious because all these kids want to be
yeah.
like TikTok YouTube star. So
hell yeah, so I'm king right now.
Still didn't give you any aura points though. Nothing.
Oh, I bet if I ask, I was like, how much aura do I get for that? And they'll Jack will say negative aura. So I can't ask for aura points. That's very not aura. That's,
I'd be like,
well,
negative...
I don't even think I'm using that right. Negative aura.
A negative times a negative is a positive. Just try to trick them that way.
You should map. Treat them that way.
Yeah. Okay. Aura.
I'm transition. Trying to think of a transition, but I don't have much to work with here. A negative plus a negative equals a positive.
Times a negative.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of electrons, apples have electrons. Dennis,
oh,
you
yeah.
had the picking this past weekend, too.
I did, yes. I did the whole apple picking thing. Have you guys gone?
Did you go to Mapleside in Brunswick?
No, I went to, where's it near? Liberty's in Solon. Amherst.
Bedford.
Amherst.
Yeah. Oh, they used to change that song every single year.
I know,
year.
But I the only reason I knew it because of that commercial. It's all near right. Amherst.
So you're in Northeast Ohio, east or west of the city.
Yes.
Along the
it's
lake. Okay.
35 minutes west from me. Mm-hmm. But apple picking, so you go... basically pay for a bag, which is like $20. You get like 20 apples, so it's not like a deal really. But every year you go, they add some sort of attraction, and it's just becoming more, it's becoming like an amusement park. So the first year you go, it's like, oh, you're just walking down apple trees and picking apples, and then they add like a corn maze, and then they add a whole corn pit that kids can play in.
Ooh, corn and, pits are big.
What's
those
a corn
nowhere.
It has like
it's
corn
just
kernels.
Hardened corn, like corn yeah. kernels, and it's just like a sandbox, but instead of sand.
So like the balls at McDonald's, like the ball pits, but with corn.
Yeah. Corn
yes.
pit.
Oh, that sounds unsanitary.
And then you're there, and wait, the whole yeah. the whole time you hear. They added these cannons that shoot apples.
Ooh.
And you shoot them at things. I'm like, how the fuck is this an apple farm? As it's like. It's becoming like amusement park.
Yeah,
total
that's
bullshit.
Capitalism. That is capitalism. It's like, how do you up this every year?
It's like a relaxing day, but you just the whole time you can pay $15 to buy apple bullets, they're called, and you load them in the cannon and you fucking shoot them off.
You know what it's kind of like?
How many do you get for $15?
I didn't do it. I said I'm not fucking doing that.
I knew it. Yeah, you're too cheap for that. I was shocked that you actually went to this. So
I know,
how much
$60 to go there.
There we go. I was waiting for that. So what? Break it down. What's the $60 get you?
$15 a person if they're over five. So Freddy's or over four. So Freddy's five.
You told the truth.
Nothing but the truth. So help me, God.
Oh my God. Okay.
That is a weird thing to do, guys.
Dude, you could have saved $15, but you could have shot some of the apple cannons.
That's true. But
good job. You didn't steal from a company, from a mom and pop shop. So proud of you.
Yeah, thanks. So $15 a person. So $45 and then $15 for the apple bag. So
what this reminds me of, Dennis, I really like your story here about how it just escalates every year to like more capitalist. It reminds me of Billy Madison, like where every grade he has like a bigger, more exciting party after he graduates.
Yeah, it's just totally ridiculous. And then we used to go to this other place that was a lot more casual, and that place is just, they start getting more money and they keep adding more things, and it's just how everything works out.
That's capitalism. You grow or you die. Who's eating the apples? Did you eat them?
No, there's too many carbs in it, and I'm on keto.
Oh, apples are...
Really, apples are out. I thought keto is mainly carbs.
I thought
it was just
the
Atkinson's diet relabeled.
You thought it was you only eat carbs?
No. that might be a diet. Maybe I need to get on that. That would be amazing.
No, I thought it was like... You can only have 25 grams of carbs a day. And so an apple probably has like 50, one apple.
Really?
Yeah. Just all the sugar in it.
They're so good. I get apple all the time from the grocery store.
Dude, one carrot has like eight carbs.
One carrot? What, baby carrot or full carrot?
A full carrot.
That's a eight waste carbs. Of a carb. That's a waste of a carb.
I mean, that's a full carrot. Eight carbs is not that much for a full carrot. I guess if you're on keto, that's a lot of carbs.
Yeah, it's only like how many calories though?
So what carb do you reach for the most during your keto diet that you're like, oh, I could have this, and or is it just sneak
like
up on
nuts, celery, lettuce?
Yum.
God, yeah, this sounds fucking terrible. I haven't been like on a restrictive diet in forever.
A lot of meat.
Yeah, I'll always just be like, when it comes to losing weight, I'll always be work out harder. I just know like I can never eat the carrots for the rest of my life.
Right.
It's just not realistic.
I don't like the restrictiveness. I'm okay with like cutting stuff out and trying to do it your own way. But when you're like, you're only allowed X amount per day. Definitely.
I don't want to do that the rest of my life. And that's
the
only way to
see where people need that. I could see where like the weak people, the really, really weak people that can't do it themselves.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dennis. I didn't mean that.
The thing I like about
it. I do get it, though, why people need that.
The thing I like about keto is you really have unlimited meat. You can eat unlimited meat, but you get so sick of it. It's so hard to eat that much meat. So you just you don't eat. Like, I had a little bit of steak today and a little bit of chicken. I'm like, I can't eat any more meat. That's like too much meat. So
remember,
that's what's good about it.
Steak salad. We talked about that as having a steak salad.
Oh yeah. I was
Kevin's like, I need to see the steak salad.
It was like a Chipotle bowl. It was like, no, it was like two full steaks on top of like six leaves. It was like a garnish.
No, there was rice in it.
Oh, right. No, it was like a full like bowl. Steak salad. Such bullshit.
Rice bowl with lettuce is what it was.
The thing about keto, though, which I'm kind of riding the line here, is they say don't do it if you have gout because you shouldn't be eating red meat.
Yeah, so, I was wondering about that too. I was like, dude, this sounds like it's gotta hurt your joints. Yeah. Have you been all right, or are you feeling a little bit of aching?
I mean, it's only been 6 days too, so
that's a lot of days though. If you're mm-hmm. like on the edge of having, if you're edging gout.
Okay. Edging and gout are my two things, Owen.
And that's a lot of meat. for edging and gout.
All right,
well, that's a lot of meat.
Dennis said he has had too much meat, and that reminded me of one of my topics.
Hell yeah. What a transition.
This documentary I watched called Will and Harper. Have you heard of this? Will and Harper.
Speaking of transitions, yeah.
Yeah, that's the trans
well
one.
Done.
I forgot. I tried watching it, Kevin.
Dennis. That was good.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't let that ride enough. I didn't give you enough props. That was very good.
So you tried watching it? You tried watching it, Owen?
Yeah.
I'm interested in it.
Let me explain it really quick, because I will say I think it's the favorite for documentary of the year. I think it will win an Oscar.
For you? Not for you.
No, for Owens.
This is
for Owens.
I put it in my Letterboxd at a 9.5 or 4.5.
Get out of here.
I just appreciated what they're doing. So this documentary, if you haven't heard, it's Will Ferrell and Harper Steele, this former SNL writer that has been friends with Will Ferrell for a long time. And it's all about this. Ooh, where did that come from?
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jammies? You heard jammies?
No, you're good. You're good. You're good. this documentary. Oh, God. It's scary.
Clip's ruined. Start over.
No, so this documentary is all about how this friend of Will Ferrell's and this kind of famous writer, semi-famous writer, transitioned from a male to a female in their 60s. And they're just them going on a road trip together across the country as Will Ferrell just like asks all the questions that a skeptical person like me would want to ask. Like just all these kind of awkward, and he does, it's Will Ferrell. It's the perfect guy to do it. Like he's just a household name. Everywhere they go, he lightens the situation because everybody knows him. And they do not like pussyfoot around. It's not like an ultra woke movie where they're like, everybody knows like a woman feels this way. It's like he asks the questions that I want to know. And I thought it was really well done. So yeah, 4.5.
That's why I was interested in it too, because of like an actual raw, like here's someone that's actually friends with this person and is just comfortable with saying whatever they want to them to figure out like what is going on in their mind. And props to you, Kevin, for not saying their pronouns one time.
I was waiting for that too. I was waiting the whole time.
I've learned how to dance around it.
Yeah.
No, it was really, really good. And I'm obviously a sucker for this kind of movie, just because if you remove all the gender politics, it's just people traveling across the country, and I love seeing slices
love
of life. Like I love seeing a random steakhouse in Iowa. I love seeing
I like that.
That's what adds to it that I can understand, because when I first started watching it, I was like, this will be really interesting, but Will Ferrell seemed so unbelievably fake to me that I was like, I can't watch this. He's like, I just want to do this, see we could drive around or drive across the country and see, figure this whole thing out. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like just like a really shitty pitch for it reminded me of comedians in a car getting coffee, which can be entertaining and funny, but the whole premise of it is like, this is so like, what the fuck are they going to talk about? This is the dumbest premise for a show. But the way that Will Ferrell, like, was describing what they're doing, I got 10 minutes in and it was just boring.
At least with comedians and you're giving that too much, you're making it seem like it should be too real. It's a talk show, and that's just the fake premise for them to talk. They're everything set up there. It's not like they're trying to act
getting coffee. Real Housewives of New Jersey or New York.
I get that I get that it's kind of fake.
But I think you just gotta buy into that and go, this is how they're getting the content out. They're not gonna actually be able to film a raw like road trip. Like he's gotta walk in and set the premise up for the movie. They're still making a movie sort of thing.
Okay. Well, it felt too fake to me where I couldn't move past it. And I feel like sometimes people do things and they do a really good job at it.
Okay. I haven't seen it, so I might feel the same way.
Oh, and I didn't realize it until now, but I gave it a 4.5 out of 5 on Letterboxd because
you said 9.
I guess I said 9.5 out of 10, so I gave it a 4. I don't remember what the rating was, but I gave it less than their ideal rating.
Someone check those calculations. They are not adding up.
I gave it less than a perfect rating. I gave it less than a perfect rating because something about it didn't sit right. And I agree, it was a little too scripted.
Yes, so, it seemed like they wrote the whole thing out before they did it.
I agree. But at the end of the day, that's not any documentary. Every documentary you've ever watched has a bulletproof script, and it's,
so. It's true. And if we were going across country and had a film crew and we paid all this money, you can't just
leave it up, just wing it.
Yeah. You have to have something, which I understand, but I feel like you got to be better than that. And this, I just didn't enjoy it.
That said, I think the script was good, Dennis. You should watch it. You're a documentary guy. You will like it. You'll enjoy it.
What, speaking of 9.5 out of 10 documentaries, Owen, what's your favorite documentary? Not a series, just a movie.
A movie documentary, so it can't be a series. Yeah. I don't. God, those mountain climbing ones are so good. Speaking of, there's a brand new one with the we started watching that Saturday, and I fell asleep, and I was like, I need to be awake to watch this one. I gotta be like, I have to be fully awake, not like falling asleep while watching coming for the laughing at me, coming for the guy that can't watch anything all the way through.
I know, if I lay my back for 10 minutes I'm out.
That's kind of what's going on. So I was like, I need to watch this, but I feel like that Free Solo one was that's so fucking good. I know that can't be my favorite, but I can't recall.
Yeah, what was the other one like that was like Free Solo where the guy was getting shot at?
Solo Cup.
Red Solo Cup. I'll fill you up. All right. What else do we want to talk about? I have two other things I wanted to kind of talk about. Dennis wanted to talk about golf club fitting. Do you still have enough on that?
No. We could skip that. The only thing with that was it's so hard because you go to this like $50,000 simulator and they're showing you exactly like where you hit the ball and, like how far it's going and the speed of the ball and all this shit. So you're supposed to be like trying out 50 different clubs, but I'm trying to fix my swing while I'm in there. Cause I'm like never hitting the ball in the center. It's always near like the shaft. It's always like way off. So I'm like, maybe if I adjust it a little bit more this way. And so I feel like I ended up with the driver. My dad had a $200 credit. So I basically got almost a driver for free. And so I who knows how this driver is going to be? Because
what kind of driver is this?
A Callaway something, I don't know.
It's like you almost have to get fitted when you don't know that it's happening, so you get the actual real ratings.
Yeah, the guy
you
kept showing
me that shit, and you're like, "Fuck, this isn't how I swing at all. This is so weird."
I know. He kept showing me where I was hitting the ball, like on the club, because it was so high tech. It knew exactly where I was hitting the ball, so I kept trying to like adjust. Way too much. So I have no clue. By the end of it, my swing was completely different from the start. And I don't even know if that's my real swing anymore.
And he makes a bunch of money and you end up with a club that you're stuck with for the next 2 years because you're like, I'm not buying a new fucking one.
Yeah.
That is a tricky one. I agree. I've definitely said this on the course recently with Mr. B and Sam. We're just talking about like the more tech you bring to golf, the just lamer it gets. Like, you guys got these guys out there with their range finders, like every, like, I'm like,
hey, range finder though. We need that.
No, range finders are helpful, but I can't tell you how many times I'll see a guy gun it. Then he chugs it 20 feet to the right. Which club did you need there, my friend? until you're hitting every shot perfect, then I'll let you use that range finder.
That's true.
But then, like you said, Dennis, just like you go there, they're tracking your swing path and your speed. It's like at some point you just gotta trust what feels right out there, and it's tricky. Here's the last thing I want to talk about was just I decided who I'm voting for president today.
Who's that?
Who
do you think? Take a guess.
Either Trump or
Kamala Harris.
No, the answer is neither.
What?
Tell us who you're voting for, Kevin.
Richard Duncan.
Who the hell is that?
You sent this earlier, and I'm like, this has to be a movie character or something.
No.
Who is it?
Richard Duncan is a guy from Aurora, Ohio. So like 40 minutes outside of Cleveland. Owen's bored as fuck. He's yawning.
I'm sorry. It's late here.
I haven't even done the research on this, but this guy, I'm fascinated with him. And he's on the ballot every year running for president. There, Owen's pulling up a picture of him.
Him?
He's a normal looking guy. Yeah, that's not helpful, Owen. It's so bright. Okay.
Google it.
There we go. Oh, it's the camera.
Okay, hang on. I didn't do enough research on this, but Richard Duncan stands outside. Okay, hang on. Yeah, he's just some guy who's really good at paperwork and gets himself in the presidential election every year. Like, he doesn't have a party. He just lives in Cleveland and just gets himself on the ballot every year because he just knows how to work the system.
How do you get on? Is it that hard? You need money and backers or something? I think it might not be as hard as it sounds. I'm sure it's not easy because...
I'm very curious. I'm a little scared of what he stands for, but he looks pretty normal.
Yeah, he's going to be just like a...
Okay, here we go.
He's going to be a white supremacist.
He is a self-funded candidate spending around $5,000 of his own money crisscrossing Ohio, obtaining the 5,000 signatures required to appear on the ballot. So that's all it does. He needs 5,000 signatures to get on the ballot.
Dude, that'd be so easy. We have 235,000 views on TikTok. If we could just get 5,000 of those guys, we'd be on there too.
So he's going to be on there with Hillary, Trump. Or no, I'm reading an article from 2008. But he's been doing Hillary, this.
Yeah. I didn't even catch that.
He's been doing this every election. So he's going to be on there with like Gary, or no, the libertarian person, the Jill.
Is this only in 2016? But is this only in Ohio though? Because yeah, like, there's some people that don't make it to all the ballots.
No, I think he's only going to be in Ohio because otherwise, I think he'd have to get like signatures in every state or something, whatever their rules are.
I would have signed it.
But yeah, I would have signed it.
I'm looking at a list of everyone on the ballot in like every state. There's like 40 people. Like what? Who is supporting? Like there's someone with 88,000 votes. Expected 88,000 votes. Like some random person. Who the fuck is voting for these people?
88,000 is...
Yeah. Rock de la Font.
Oh.
The Alliance Party.
He's good. He's good.
You've heard of him?
No.
Libertarian, this person, his name is JoJo and Spike.
What are the pronouns? Oh, libertarian. Definitely no pronouns. He, him.
She, he.
Or just Spike.
Or she, her.
Oh, that's true.
I'm just reading up on Alex Duncan. He's a former Postal Service worker, and his biggest...
Oh, I thought you were going to say a member of the band Postal Service. I was gonna fucking
love that band. Voting,
Seattle Zone.
Smeared black.
Yeah, he doesn't really have any... Assists small businesses, enforced and enacts civil rights laws. He seems like a pretty good guy. He's got my vote. I'm voting Richard Duncan for president 2024. Now you guys are starting to tell who you're voting for, yeah.
I'm not voting.
You fucking liar. You told us a week ago who you're voting for. And you literally said, I am voting. And here's who.
I didn't. No, I'm not voting.
I'm not fucking voting.
That means I have to go in and vote.
Whatever.
You can't mail it in because if you mail it in, that's fake. You gotta go to the ballot.
All right, we know who you're voting for. I'm actually not voting, but Lisa's
you're
voting.
Really not. You're voting and you're in a swing state.
I heard it's not a swing state
anymore.
Well, who is it?
Pennsylvania, Trump. Michigan.
So Trump is. So you. It's just a Republican state now. You're considered a. No way.
The last two elections have gone Republican.
That doesn't mean anything, though. Why does that make it not a swing state? Did they kill that bad?
Heavy Republican.
It's important still. I think it's important there. I'm not saying go vote. I don't give a shit.
Lisa's voting for Kamala because she's in a teachers union, and that's who they say vote for. And she says, yes, sir, follows them.
I kind of respect that. You follow what your union says to do.
Well, she does have a good point. She's like, our health insurance is amazing. And I'm like,
That's true. That's absolutely true.
It's because of the union, but I'm not going to vote.
All right. Let's see what our video's at.
I bet you vote.
Let's see what the recent comments are and what
our
video's at.
Honestly, I've been watching throughout the whole pod because I get distracted because I don't drive and text anymore, ever. And I've done a really good job of it for a whole year. So now I only pod and text. So
TikTok
I've been
is
looking
so whole year? Stupid.
What? Wait, did I say whole year? Whole week. Sorry.
Whole
one week.
Okay.
Who are these people? What is this?
I don't know. We just gained another. We lost a follower earlier, though, and I didn't want to tell you guys, and it kind of hurt my feelings that we lost
one. We
gained another one. Now we have 50 again. So we're
Why
okay.
did Manolo the Bulldog follow us? Why? What more content do they do?
Let's read off our current followers, all their names. We got Manolo the Bulldog, Kip Corbis.
Oh, that's actually my cousin.
Really?
Who just actually said he listened to the most recent pod. He said any pod where he gets a shout out, he likes it.
So I was about to say that's the fakest fucking name I've ever heard.
No, wait, did I mention him in that one?
Yeah, you did. And he said he listened to it and he appreciated the shout out. So Kip, you got your second shout out.
Ariel Spadudo, Theo,
Caro.
Someone different language. Period. Just a period. You got Kai, Katie, Cynthia, Brian, Kaylee, Edmer, El Pollo.
Oh, and you forgot user to mention that the period's handle is bruh nobody.
Oh my God, that kid's 14.
Yeah. Edmer, El Pollo, user 658485522172.
Okay. I can't hear it anymore.
No, right, but
let me get a last segment. Okay, go ahead.
I just want to
business
say that
screen. Who the fuck is
these
that?
Are the people
that's dumb. Stupid.
These are
business.
The people. These are the people that we need to keep in mind when we're creating content in the future. We need to. This is our demographic, so keep those people in mind. Dennis, what's your last segment?
I want to create a viral clip right now. So Owen, give me your hottest take. Are you ready? Or Kevin, whoever's ready.
I don't
give
really
me
have
a
any
really
hot
takes.
I don't really have any hot ones on the back burner. Let me see if I have anything on my phone.
All right, maybe I'll start.
Another follower, we're at 51. So,
all right. My hot take is
sick.
I'm looking at my notes app from the last time I was stoned, just trying to figure out.
I have one. I was thinking about this the other day. I like to honk my horn at people when they've been sitting at the red light for too long, but when someone does it to me, it makes my heart skip a beat. And I get like really scared and angry at the same time.
You have an actual like feeling?
That yeah, and because I'm happens. It's always me fucking up. Like I'm at my my phone. Like it's never.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but for some reason, I like to make other people feel that way for a second. Like, hey, I know you're like distracted.
So you think people have that same reaction?
Yeah,
like newsflash. Newsflash, no one gives a fuck. If I get honked at, I'm like, ah, shit, I forgot. My
you
bad.
Don't get scared and mad.
Hell no,
it's like
dude,
a scared and mad feel.
Mad, embarrassed. It's like the worst. Yes. God, yeah.
I think everything. I've gone through this so much that I just don't care anymore. I just like, okay. Oh, shit, sorry. I kind of get mad. I'm like, just give me a fucking second.
Yeah.
Right? Like, see? It probably just changed.
I got one. That's,
we're at 51 followers. Come on. Give me a second.
I got one, guys. Let me go. All right, I wrote this down. I think presumably why high at some point. I said nobody dies unhappy.
Oh, this is a high take.
How about all
the hottest take?
How about all
highest
the 6 billion Jews no, that died? No.
But at the end of the day, they die with the choice that like it'll bring them peace. Like at the end of the day, like at that last moment. Is always going to be a happy moment because it's relief. So I'm not saying
what?
Like you, dude.
Kevin,
no.
Kevin, you got to find some get less stress, brother. I don't want to. Nothing will be like
no. I'm just saying like even if like let's say you have some major
like,
brain injury.
I don't got to work.
That
tomorrow.
Last moment, yeah, that last moment is going to just feel like you fell asleep. It's going to be like relief, not like
I
from
get
your
it.
Whole
I...
life, just from that pain that you're suffering through.
I get it, Kevin.
Yeah.
But I don't, I feel like I used to feel that a lot more. Now I am insanely terrified of dying. I used to not be.
Yeah.
Now I am like,
all right, let me
I feel
read
like
another
life
one.
Is going I think that's... way too fast. Every single year is flying by. I'm
yes.
like, I'm getting so old. I'm going to die. I feel like I haven't done enough. Like, I want to be here
it's...
for hundreds of more years.
I think it's being around kids because you see how much you look at a photo from 2 years ago and you're like, holy shit, that person, they look like a completely different person.
Absolutely.
In just 2 years.
The boys are going. Yeah, I think that is it. So Kevin, okay. Get yourself. We've been working on this.
Can I try?
Megan's almost having the kid yet.
Can I read another? I read another one of my notes. It's just, yeah. It's me. I just wrote. I almost just drank a glass of candle. Have you ever had a glass? I think I was like drinking like a glass of something, and I accidentally grabbed a candle.
I almost had a glass of candle. It's very funny.
You know what? Some candles smell so good, you want to take a sip of it.
I think but I was like,
Lisa won't let you.
I was like drinking something out of a rocks glass, and then I realized I actually grabbed a candle.
Was it lit? Imagine lighting your
hair. It's lit.
Your eyebrow right, hair.
You got one.
Dude, I don't have a hot take. This is
too much. I know you probably have the hottest takes.
But I fucking hate everything. That's the problem. I just don't know what
they don't bubble up like for you to even realize that it's a hot take. You just think
it's just all day long. I'm like, I just fucking, I don't like this. I don't like that. Yeah. So,
start writing them down.
I do. That's the problem. I write them down. So I don't have a hot take, but I promise you next pod, I'm going to come out with a really hot take.
Okay. Something like so
fucking
bad.
Can I just read one? Can I just read one more of my notes in my phone? I love going through these. This is from 2021. I'm looking at there's a header and then there's like the subtext underneath it. It just says,
cool.
I'm so excited, ... And then the subtext is, I could buy a gun.
I like that. Ooh, I really want a gun right now. And it's too scary.
That's a hot take.
Well, why don't you guys feel like you? I don't know. No. I just feel like you need one. I need it for Dennis. You had that one guy that I want to talk about it because you might be still afraid of him. But
no,
called you. Yeah. See, that's kind of why I want a gun.
Actually, I did think for a second, should I buy a gun? But then I'm like, I've seen my kids play with fake guns. If they got a hold of that gun,
wow,
one of them would be shot in the head. Like,
yeah,
by the other.
That is the problem. Is you have to lock it up, and if I need to lock up my gun because I need it, like, there's no way I'm gonna have it ready to shoot the intruder. And I already have a baseball bat. Anytime I hear a noise, I never grab the baseball bat to go downstairs. I always go down without my glasses on, so I can't see shit, and I'm just fist ready to go. Like, I'm gonna punch this person so hard if there is someone. But
yeah,
so I don't think I would ever actually grab the gun.
That is hilarious. So, I have a baseball bat next to my bed, and like every 3 weeks I go, oh wow, there's a baseball bat back there. Like, I completely forget about it every 3 weeks.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening.
We're not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. We just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram, and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah,
that's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there any
go?
Yeah, if you're listening,
just cut what I said and put it on there. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents guide, a new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.